Well, we're currently down to about four active EMTs and one driver. That is definitely not a significant amount of people. We need about 10 on our roster. We could get by with 6 to 8, but 10 would be ideal. We're needing to replace some folks that are wanting to retire, myself and my husband included. We are desperately looking for more EMTs because we want to keep our service local so that we have a good response time. Typically, we only have a 10 to 15 response time as it is. If we have to contract out our service, we would be looking at anywhere from a 15 to 40 minute response time. We are looking for people in the New Boston area that would be willing to take an EMT class. We're working on a local option, possibly at the Aledo Fire Station, and another one through Muscatine Community College. It starts in January, and Trinity will also be offering one at Trinity Rock Island sometime this winter as well. So we're looking for folks to sign up for that. It's a 16-week commitment, two nights a week from 6 to 10, and then clinical and ride time. Anybody would like to call me and ask questions, I'd be happy to help them with the process to apply. We cover most of the cost, and then we reimburse the rest of the costs that we don't cover upon completion of the course.
So if you don't find people to step up, then kind of the worst case scenario is it's not a local service anymore. You have to contract out. And I guess long story short is you don't want to see that happen.
No, we don't. Because our fire protection district is actually very large. It goes down to County Line Road past the Eliza area. And that's a pretty big response time for, you know, an Aledo area ambulance. And Muscatine isn't willing to or can't pick up that area either at this point. So, yeah, we're looking to keep it local so that we can continue to serve the population that we've served so many years well.
And you said basically the time frame right now is really the clock is running. You said it's about a 6 to 9 month period. If you don't see people step up, that's when you're going to have to pull the trigger.
Right. And so we'd either be looking at contracting out 24/7 or contracting out for we'd continue to maintain or attempt to maintain a first responder service, which would just provide like basic life support and CPR while they were waiting for an ambulance to get there. So right now, that's about our only two options, other than getting more people on board.